Running a Fever, Episode 28, Not Yet Defeated.
Well, it's Saturday afternoon, about 3:30. Heading out because it's pretty warm. 57 degrees on the car thermometer. And I'm feeling pretty good. So this morning was still felt pretty rough. I was limping around and... But I moved around a little bit. I did some painting this morning. I wanted to get another wall done before lunch. I did. And iced after lunch. I took some Advil and man, I've been walking around and feeling pretty good. Now something is still wrong and I have an injury. Don't get me wrong about that. Definitely not just okay back, everything's fine. That's not the situation here. But on the whole, I'm feeling good right now. So that's a good sign. Now, I did get some different advice. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna take it easy. Definitely not gonna run today, just walking and see how it goes, you know? In the painting this morning, I noticed that it wasn't just my left knee. I mean, that's where the major problem is happening, but I noticed my right knee as well. Kind of lends me, kind of makes me think that it is an overuse type of thing. The fact that there is some pain in both knees. The agreement is when you're starting out, there's more of a chance of injury than later down the road. And we're talking 18 months in the case of my friend Nick. I definitely want to be out here working out. But I'm this whole time, I've been clear about the priority I put on good health, avoiding injury, and didn't quite do that, possibly because I overdid it with trying to work out every single day. Suggested to me that maybe I need to just do it every other day for a few months, and another person asked me today if I when do I recover, how do I recover. I'm not giving myself a day to recover. I don't know if I need a day to recover, but maybe I do. So anyway, a lot of things you can't really know exactly what to do. So you got to just do the best thing you can, and that's what I'm doing today. I'm not just getting out here because, I'm just stubborn and I don't care what happens. I just want to do what I want to do. Definitely do want to be working out, but I also think it might be better for my knee if I do continue to walk moderately and therefore get circulation in the leg and movement, keep icing it down, all of those things. And I gotta tell you, maybe in the past I would have taken this as another opportunity to just slack off and go back into my old routine, the old sedentary routine. Overworking, sitting at home. Hello. Eating and watching videos. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that anymore. Man, I am motivated to do something different right now. You know, maybe, I mean, this is, I mean, it's kind of risky. Because what, I mean, what if I can't run? How am I going to do a podcast called Running a Fever if I can't run? That is a risk. I have to really change things around. Anyway, feeling okay today, not much different than other days and last week. I'm limping and I probably don't want to go very far today. You know, I'm just thinking if it gets, it's getting worse, then it's probably a bad idea to go out and do this for any longer. You know, and I'll talk to my advisors, mentors, friends, and I will, you know, see what they say about it. Maybe I need to take a few days. It's interesting, you know, a few minutes ago I was walking around the house and felt really good. And now it's, I'm limping, so we're just at a tenth of a mile here, folks. But you know, it takes probably half a mile to get warmed up, so I'm not going as fast as I usually would. It's quite a bit warmer than it has been in recent days. Another beautiful day at Lake Fayetteville. Well, just remembered I didn't really warm up, which was not a good idea. So I'm gonna warm up just a little bit here with dynamic stretches. I got a tree here. I'm just gonna do it right here. Doing a kind of leg swing here. Sticking my leg and kind of one leg and swiping it in front of the other all the way back, and doing that about 12 reps for each leg. All right, then I'm gonna go bending up in kind of a, just kind of raising one leg and then kicking back. And same thing with the bad leg. All right, well, I don't know how much that's gonna help, but at least I did it. I'm trying to follow suggestions and instructions of people that know better than I do. I never expected this to be without pain, this to be a painless experience. And I've already experienced kind of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, as they used to say on the wide world of sports. Well, I'm not really defeated yet. I've just had some high times and some low times. Never thought it would be painless, but I thought I could avoid injury and avoided being out for an injury. Perhaps I should have used a little more moderation when I started. Didn't really feel that bad. Felt like I was doing pretty well, making progress. Was kind of starting to level off as it reached winter. Have you ever had a limp and tried not to limp? It's a weird thing.
You think, well, it's kind of like an involuntary thing. I don't know. I was thinking, why are you limping? You don't have to limp. Have control of all those muscles. So try not to limp. See how that goes. The problem with that is it takes my whole body out of alignment and starts causing other problems. And again, bring some guys I've known with cerebral palsy who are amazing athletes. I mean competitive, not just amazing that they're actually athletes, but competitive athletes. So, you know, I mean, they're working with a body that just isn't balanced and everything in alignment and ready to, you know, operating at perfect efficiency. You have to work around a body that's just not that way, and yet they overcome it and become long distance runners. And so I'm limping. This isn't really a good thing. So it's at the 1 mile marker and I'm going to turn around. So I'm going to get back home and I'm going to do some more ice. And then we'll see. See how it goes. I don't know if my watch is working. It doesn't seem to show me a workout time, so maybe it doesn't think I'm working out. Yeah, so the limp's getting worse now, and I'm gonna start to feel some back pain. I guess the thing is, I don't want to be tearing down. You know, I'm trying to heal. I don't want to be tearing down quicker than I heal. If that makes any sense. Mathematically, it's a losing proposition in the long run. Strengthening is a process of breaking down and rebuilding stronger. In a way, it's how life works too. We learn from our mistakes. We move forward through our failures. So I just came on instead of, I've been going for 10 minutes. So maybe doing a little better than a 20 minute mile today. Doesn't feel like it though. Hi. In fact, I'm not really breathing hard, I haven't broken a sweat, just cruising down. Half mile in and a half mile out. So I think what I'm gonna do, again, I'm gonna talk to my people, right? But I think I'm going to go 2 days off and then come back out on Tuesday. And see how things go then. So I met with Tom this morning, and it's very possible this show will become part of a new network, which I am very involved with. By the time you hear this, you'll know
whether or not that's happened.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Definitely feeling some fatigue as I go into the last tenth of a mile here. Not a good cardiovascular workout. But definitely the strain of the limping and all that is taking its toll. You know, I'd do more if I thought it was safe to do so. At this point, I'm not sure if I'm doing more harm than good. So I only had about 4,500 steps yesterday. And I was kind of limping around work too. But definitely want to move around because staying in one position for a long period of time is, you know, when I get up and I'm all stiff and things are just worse. So yeah, I've got the watch that reminds me every 50 minutes. It's funny, I was painting this morning and, you know, I've been doing all this work. I've been in there for a while, doing all this cutting in, you know, and you have to go up and down the ladder. And then I have to get on my knees and then I have to sit down on the floor. And yeah, it's pretty challenging if you got a bad knee. And I looked up and I got one of those 50-minute notices. These people torture their dogs. They're actually riding a bike and the dog's running along beside them. Dog's gonna have a heart attack. Not a big dog either. So yeah, it's kind of depressing when you've been doing all that kind of work and then the watch tells you you've been idle for the last 50 minutes. Get up and move around. Hello again? Well, it remains to be seen what the true cause of my injury is, and it would be nice to know and to know the outcome and all that, but hopefully it was just overuse and I'll just need to go easier for a while, and hopefully in a few months I'm less prone to injury and stronger in my joints. In the meantime, I am true to my word. Yesterday, of course, I did a short podcast and I did the icing down, and I did that also today. I'm gonna ice down as soon as I get back. And continue to kind of try to research the problem and do what I can to rehabilitate myself. Beautiful day to be alive. Really grateful that I'm able to move around and do what I do. I tested my limits and possibly found that you know, I have some limits here. Thought I was being pretty gradual, but you don't know till you try, and that's what the risk is all about. Sometimes we need to take risks, and so we'll see how this one works out. But I'm cool with it, whatever happens, because I'm doing the best I can, and I'm going to continue to do so. All right, so question, comments, or verbal abuse, you know you can reach me at mail, M-A-I-L, at runningafever.com. So until next time, keep the fever.
This is the Padua Podcast Network, PaduaMedia.com.